Hello?
Hey, Tofik, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I know I called a little early, but is this a good time for you?
Yes. I think you already answered my question. With the Google managing, so now I have two websites, all right? One of them, I don't think so I will be able to do the Google guarantee because they want the business license or that. So I have to use one of the business. But one of the websites, you guys built it for me on the, what do you call it? The website you guys built it. So if I pass that, are you guys going to cancel my website on the, if I do just Google guarantee on one of the websites?
Okay, so part of the Google Guarantee platform is we keep the website active for you. So let me just clarify, the business that you would do on Google Guaranteed, is it for the hot appliance repair of DC, or is it a different company?
The other one. HHP appliance repair. It's no off DC. The one we have is you guys build is off DC is the because to be honest with you, I'm trying to build my business and I don't have no like another employee or anything. So there's no way I can make it to pay for two different websites.
Right.
So that's why I want to do it, but at the same time I want to be clear and understand before started. So with the Google guarantee, I want to do is with the Maryland location, it's a HHP appliance repair. That's the one I want to go use. So if I do that, you guys not going to charge me for managing my account, yeah? If I do Google guarantee with that website.
Okay. So you have Hat Appliance Repair of DC, right? Is one account.
Yes.
And then you have Hat Appliance of Marlboro, right? Maryland.
Yeah, and it doesn't say on the website. It doesn't say Upper Marlboro, but it just say
HHP. Right, that's where it's located,
HHP
though. That's
appliance repair. Yeah, but that's located. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So if you can't, let me see. Is it a different website for each account?
It is different website.
It's a different website. Okay.
The first website I built in my own, and I have the what do you call it? The Google. The website to build, do you use the...
WordPress?
Not that. Google Daddy. GoDaddy. I bought it from there, and I bought it, like, all... That website is belong to me. So, like, last time, when on the DC one, they work on it, like, four months. You guys work on it 4 months. And I didn't see no difference. Like, even when I searched it with my name, I couldn't find it. And when I told them, hey, I really don't see no result, they canceled my website. And it was shown some, like, I couldn't open it.
There's an orange banner at the top, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want it. To be honest with you, I don't want that to be happening. If you guys do Google guarantee with this one, with the Maryland one,
mm-hmm.
Would you guys be able to leave alone that website, or do I have to pay anything?
Usually there's a hosting fee. Let me, hold on. I got to get you clarification, though, on this, okay? So let me message Caesar on that side.
Okay, if you know, you can answer for me before you transfer. The hosting, is it something I can buy, or do it has to be with you guys?
It's something you could buy, so you could host it, like, through GoDaddy, there's, like, Wix, like, you could host it on your own, right? Even Google has hosting, but for us to continue, like, because what I think you're asking is, hey, can I cancel Hat Appliance Repair DC, right, and keep the website active, but run Google Guaranteed through Hat Appliance, at the Marlboro location, but you obviously you could target further out than that. That's what you're asking, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay. The billing on, I'm looking at your account, right, because they give you a service credit. So your next billing for the Maryland one, or not the Maryland, the DC one, right, isn't till March 21st, okay?
Yes.
And that's for $149.
Yes.
If you wanted to keep just hosting only on that account, like cancel it, it's typically $49 a month for us to continue hosting and keep the website active.
Okay.
Right.
So now the only thing is if I start doing Google Guarantee with this one, would you guys be able to just like
the website will stay active? Yes, sir.
But when I do with the Maryland one, Upper Marlboro, if I do that Google Guarantee, the DC one will be active. That's my question. If I don't, if I do keep paying.
Correct, correct. So what I recommend to you, okay, because I'm trying to kind of think outside of the box, what would help most, right?
Okay.
Okay, so because you're only going to need one Google Guaranteed account, because you can target as far as you want on Google Guaranteed as long as you're, like, licensed and insured for those specific areas you're targeting, right? So what you can do, because the business is registered under HAT Appliance Repair, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what we could do to keep your website still active, right, on the repair of DC where you don't have to pay anything extra, what you could do is I could run the account under that one, but we'll do the Google Guaranteed account for HAT Appliance Repair, and I'll tell them to use your website for the HAT Appliance Repair, like the second website that you have. And then because hosting is included with Google Guaranteed, now you're not paying anything, and we're keeping your DC website live. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. So,
okay.
Just to be clear, if I do Google Guarantee with you guys will be able to manage my account, both websites, and the 149.
We're only doing one website for you right now, right? Is that correct? Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Correct.
Yes.
I'll make it work.
Like, what is that? They call it optimizing. So you guys will be able to optimize both websites, both locations, but I'm going to just pay for Google Guarantee for one of them.
Okay, okay. So let me clarify, okay? So website, okay? The website, what I can do is I can run the account for Google Guaranteed under your profile for HAT Appliance Repair of DC, but we'll use the HAT Appliance address for Marlboro because that's where you're located, right? So I'll activate Google Guaranteed there, and your hosting for the website stays live. That doesn't mean local SEO, though. So they're not going to continue optimizing your map section if you cancel the map program. Am I making sense, sir?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So if I don't want to do optimizing, I have to do it on my own, or I have to keep paying $149 for them to do it.
Correct. Correct. The website, we could keep that active, but they're not going to do the posts or the indexing to boost the Google Business Profile rankings if you stopped your local SEO.
Okay. And now is because to be honest with you, like I want you to guys to do it because there's two reasons. One is, you know, this is something you guys always do, so you guys are better to deal with the Google, all that. But with the price, do you know how much you guys charge for each lead?
Yeah, yeah. For the leads for Google Guaranteed, it's $34.67 per qualified lead.
Qualified lead. That is you guys charging me for each lead.
Correct. You have a minimum budget requirement, though. Remember, we talked about it before. So the minimum requirement is for 13 qualified leads. That's $452.
Okay. All right. And that is if if I let's say I don't think so will happen, but if I use all 13 in 2 days, after that, automatically you guys not going to more lead in that month. Whatever
yeah,
the
you,
month is.
You can't go over the amount that you set. So your
okay.
budget, like if you, let's say you set it for 20 leads, right? You cannot
okay.
go over 20 qualified leads.
Okay. And do we have to like work together? Like let's say, because with the lead, like let's say the customer call me, I say I'm coming over. And after that, he called me saying, hey, I don't want to know, thank you. Would you guys be able to like work on with the Google for me that to get that money back, or is it something?
So good question. So a qualified lead per Google, okay, is if you either schedule an estimate, like if you schedule an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing.
Okay.
So if you do either of those two things, you're charged for the lead, right? If it's anything outside of that, like let's say they call and it's not in your service radius, or it's a solicitation call or a service you don't provide, right? You're automatically not charged for those leads. But to circle back to your question, just so you fully understand, if they call and you schedule an appointment, let's say for Friday at 2 p.m., and then you go out there and they're like, nah, never mind, right? Google's still
yeah.
going to charge you because you scheduled an estimate with that person or an appointment.
Okay. Well, only
yeah.
thing is with that, I understand. But only thing is because so far I have an issue is if, like, let's say they call me and, you know, all some people just try to search with the price. And they
right.
say, hey, how much is your service fee? I told them $75. And they say, all right, let's go. We will give you a call back.
Right.
And if they keep doing that, like, am I still getting charged? That's the only thing is I want to know.
What I'd highly recommend
to
you. Oh, go ahead. Uh-huh. Sorry.
If I don't, like, service them, like, saying, I call them back saying, hey, you call me and do you need my service? They say, no, we use another person.
Right. You wouldn't be charged for that. Yeah, you wouldn't be charged for that. But here's the thing. This is what I'd recommend to you because you have a minimum $75 fee, right, for service calls? Okay. We'll put that on your Google Guarantee profile. That way, if they're not okay with the $75 fee, they're just not going to call you.
Most likely they will call you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
You know?
Okay. All right. Only thing is now, that's why I have the people try to do it for me, but they won't charge me for the process. But last time when I talked to you, for you guys even to do it, you guys going to charge me, what was it, $250?
$250 application/management fee. Yes, sir.
That is something you can work on it, like not charge me?
No,
because
unfortunately not.
Like,
they're really, they keep, because we do a lot of work, right? Like, we submit your application, we shoot it to our Google rep to get
one
you.
One thing is, I don't want to minimize your work, like saying hey, you guys don't do, but at the same time, I have the people do it their own. Even my another sister, she would do it. The only thing is, I just want to, you guys do it, start it, and deal with it. Like, I can just register, and after that, transfer to the account to you guys, if you guys are not able to do it. But if you can talk to, or your supervisor, or...
I have before,
has the
like
power,
100% positive, they won't let me budge on the $250 management fee. And I'll tell you this too, Tofik, because I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. So I've looked into other companies that offer this. Some of them charge $500 monthly just for their management. Yeah. So
it is the people overcharge. It is the people they don't charge a lot of. Like,
right.
The only thing is for me is, if I do with you guys, I want you guys to know everything. If I'm going to, not doing it, if I'm going to start my own, or if I'm going to start another company do it, I'm going to let another person do it. But because the price, with $215, if I get a call, it's not a lot of money. But as right now, I feel like that's a... only thing is you guys going to do is just register the name of the company and send the file. That's something, I don't know. Let me think about it. I don't know if you can do for me something there. Let me know. But at the same time, I know last time I think you already did send it to me, but I deleted it. If you can send me the list,
yeah,
while
I'll shoot
I have
it to
send
you.
It to you. Shoot me, and if you have anybody like say that 215 price, let me know.
I've talked to my supervisor before about it. I know for sure there's nothing I could do about the application / management fee. I've even had clients go off and create their get approved on their own, right? And we still charge the $250 management fee for us to take it over for you. So regardless, just so you're fully aware, that $250 fee it will be charged to get started with us on the Google Guaranteed profile. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Just got your email.
What I'm doing is I'm replying to that email, okay? Just so you can have the lead fees and the subcategories all in writing so you're able to see it, okay? So
okay.
I'll shoot that off to you now.
What is that? It's kind of the document and send it to you, and after that you guys can do the, what do you call it, whatever you guys have to do with the Google, you guys.
No, what'll happen, if you want to move forward, right, all you got to do is contact me. I'll text you my direct line and extension, okay? And what'll happen is the application will be sent to you via text message and via email. It's really easy to fill out. It's a one-page document. I think I've sent it to you before even, But basically what'll happen is after you fill that out, okay, when you get the application fee charged, you're automatically sent the app via text and via email, and I'm going to schedule an onboarding appointment for you with one of our Google Guaranteed technicians. That way they can go over how many leads you want, daily, weekly, monthly. They'll go over the personalization of it, et cetera, So basically, if you want to move forward, all you need to do is contact me and I'll be able to get everything rolling for you,
All right, Daniel. You have your phone number on the email?
Yeah. It's in the email, but I'm going to text it to you too. I'm also, I'm going to get that reply over to you. That way you have the lead fees and the minimum budget requirement and the subcategories all in writing. Okay.
All right.
I'm just looking here it is. Cause I know I sent it to you before, so I'm just copying and pasting it,
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Daniel. Thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome. I'll text you out too here shortly, all right? I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.